This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians made their way through Khan Yunis Thursday, following orders by the Israeli military to evacuate. Residents were told to leave immediately for their safety and to go to a humanitarian zone in El Mawasi. Elderly women in wheelchairs, sleeping children carried by their mothers, and others on donkey carts flee Khan Yunis. Some of them say that they have fled several times. Israel's Supreme Court has now convened again to consider a petition to shut down a military prison where soldiers have been accused of abusing Palestinian detainees. The court met Wednesday as new information surfaced about an alleged sexual assault of prisoner, including a video purporting to show the attack. Five soldiers are accused of acts of sodomy against the detainee. Their arrests prompted angry protests by right-wing hardliners. The lawyer for the soldiers says that they deny the accusations. Russian forces were battling Ukrainian troops for a third day on Thursday after they smashed through the Russian border in the Kursk region, an attack that has forced Moscow to call in reserves. Reuters' Zachary Goldman with more.
Drone footage released by the Ukrainian military purports to show Russian forces surrendering at a border crossing. Speaking on Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, "Everyone can see that the Ukrainian army knows how to surprise and knows how to achieve results." He did not directly reference the Kursk offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the attack as, quote, "major provocation."
Was the White House made aware prior to?
No. The White House said the United